The third disease is arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. And what the reason I've ordered these in this order is because as I'm going through these cardiomyopathies, we sort of know a bit less about them as we go along. So hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, I think we know the most about. Dilated cardiomyopathy, we know quite a bit about. ARVC is a fairly new cardiomyopathy. What this cardiomyopathy is basically a cardiomyopathy which affects mainly the right side of the heart, but can also affect the left side as well. The problem with the cardiomyopathy is it can lead to rhythm problems of the heart, which can, of course, lead to cardiac arrest and sudden death. It's not as common as other diseases that I've mentioned, the other cardiomyopathies, maybe one in 5,000 or perhaps even a bit rarer than that. Interestingly, it's the commonest cause of sudden death in some parts of Italy, for whatever reason. And so we have this situation where there may be ethnic regions that are more likely to get ARVC, or ethnic populations, I should say, or geographic regions which might be a little bit different for whatever reason. There might have been a major family in that part of Italy, or who knows what the basis of it is. The age of onset is anywhere between 10 and 40 years. And the key feature of this condition is that the heart muscle doesn't just expand or thicken, it actually gets replaced by fat. So it's an unusual process. The heart muscle cells die, they what we call necrose, and they get replaced by fat and scar tissue. And it mainly affects the right side of the heart. So that section of the postmortem heart here, this is the left ventricle, which looks fairly normal in this patient. But the right ventricle is very enlarged. It's very baggy. It should be much smaller than that. There's very thin areas there. And when you look at it under a microscope, there's all these hollow patches. They're like holes, but they're actually fat. They're fatty droplets. You can see them in red here as well. So this is arrhythmogenic right ventricular diagnosis. Now, for those who have been assessed for this condition, you might see that when I'm at the clinic, I actually pull out a laminated sheet of paper, because it's the only cardiomyopathy where I can never remember all the diagnostic criteria. And if it's a disease that has so many diagnostic criteria, you know that it's tricky. So this is what I'm talking about. These are some of the features, criteria. If you have two major criteria, you have ARVC. If you have one major and two minor, you could have ARVC. If you've got no major but four minor, you might have the condition as well. So it's a tricky condition, and so I've asked the team in our clinics to have this laminated for every patient we see with ARVC, and we actually go down the list and check off all the bits of the evaluation. And what's really interesting, about 2 years ago I went to a meeting, I gave a talk at a meeting, the whole meeting was devoted to ARVC, it was in Zurich. And I thought, these are the guys that describe the disease, these are the guys that develop the guidelines, you know, these are the experts in the world. And I sort of asked a few of them in the course of the meeting, you know, how do you manage to diagnose these patients? And, you know, I thought there was some clever way of doing it. And they said, we have all the guidelines, we have all the criteria on a piece of paper, and we check every patient as we see them. So even the world experts have to refer to this sort of set of guidelines. My impression of this condition is that it's overdiagnosed. I think a lot of people are told they have ARVC because the right side of the heart looks a bit funny. But they don't follow the strict criteria. So we end up seeing a lot of patients query ARVC, but they don't actually have it when we look at the criteria. Having said all that, a fascinating disease. And in this disease, the genetic basis is, again, so interesting. So this time, the problem in ARVC is not the actual cells, but it's the connections between the cells, the cardiac myocytes. We call that the desmosome. So they're the little, you know, the cells are all lined up next to each other. They have to communicate with each other. They have to be able to send signals between cells so that they all beat at the same time. So these desmosomal structures, these bits that connect the cells, are abnormal in this condition. So we now call this condition a disease of the desmosome. So you can see how genetics has not only helped us in diagnosis and looking after families, but it's actually redefined many diseases. You know, the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy was a tumour of the heart. It's now a disease of the sarcomere. Dilated cardiomyopathy is now a disease of the cytoskeleton. ARVC is a disease of the desmosome. So genetics has redefined what we know about these conditions. I threw in just one slide on exercise and ARVC in case there is anyone in the audience with this condition. The reason being, it's a little bit different in ARVC and exercise, because there is some evidence that people who do a real lot of exercise, like triathletes, ultra marathon runners, etc., there's something about ARVC that gets more aggravated by exercise. And so in those patients particularly, we're very cautious of allowing even, you know, moderate exercise. We still want them to exercise, but we're a bit more careful in not overdoing it in terms of ARVC and exercise.